Hello, everyone. Thank you for making great choices and listening to Choices. As always, I'm your host, Christine Choi. You can find Choices on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and anywhere else you find podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Thank you so much. As you know, I have these short solo episodes each week. Usually, somehow, in some shape or form, the topics present themselves to me. Rather, it be through events that happen to me, something I realize in therapy, or something I read or see in passing, just in everyday life. And a lot of times, something hits a chord, but it doesn't really stick because I'm not really sure if it's necessarily relevant to what I'm trying to achieve with the solo portion of the podcast. But I was thinking about it, and I think that anything that really jumps out at me fits the podcast purpose as a whole because it's about the inner struggles and inner experiences of a person and how that person deals with it. So this week, I want to talk about being an introvert who has a lot of extroverted tendencies. First, let me tell you what sparked this topic. I spent a week in LA with my family this past week. My parents and I were in a bookstore in a Korean mall, and I read a title of a book that read, "I want to be alone, but I don't want to be lonely." And the moment that I passed by that book, I knew I wanted to read it because I felt that it really described how I feel every waking moment of my life. The author's name was Peter Hollins, and I thought, great, I can find the book in English. Fun fact, I moved to the States when I was 11, so my Korean's pretty good, but it's definitely easier for me to read in English because I comprehend more. Anyway, I took a picture of the cover of the book and went along my way, and when I got home, I just couldn't find the book. I searched Google up and down, and I couldn't find that exact book. I found the author and a bunch of his other books, but nothing with that specific title. So I just started searching the title, and that's when I found a blog called Redefining Quiet by Lori Elliott, and there was a post called 10 Confusing Contradictions About Introverts. I really enjoyed it, and I kind of wanted to share it with you while talking about how each 10 things apply to me personally. Here we go. 1. We're intense, but only on the inside. So to be honest, I actually think I'm kind of intense inside and out. But yeah, definitely more inside than outside. And I just think I have really intense feelings in general. And maybe I don't always voice those things. And maybe this, for me, is mixed in with the insecurities that I have. But as intensely as I think and feel, I don't think I express it all. I'm probably more intense with those who are close to me. So some of you might be listening right now thinking, yeah, you're intense. But really, might be because we're close and I can express myself to you a little bit easier, but you're still most likely only getting like a tenth of my intensity. 2, we're serious, but only on the outside. So for me, similarly to 1, I think the people that are close to me get to see a lighter, fun side of me more so than others. I've always been told that when someone first meets me that they think I'm super serious or super intense. And I never mean to come off in such a way, but I think it's just that I think so intensely on the inside that I'm just automatically really serious outside. And I don't know, I'm always trying to be more fun and light, but I don't think it might not be in the cards for me. I don't know. But also, it might just be the pressure of wanting to be more fun that makes me more serious. 3, we feel things very deeply, but you might not ever know it. So I think I've always been really good at quote unquote brushing things off on the outside. So maybe people don't realize that I'm feeling so much on the inside. I'm a huge empath, maybe a blessing and maybe a curse, but that's just who I am. When someone hurts, I hurt. When someone's happy, I'm happy. I've been that way as long as I can remember. But with being someone who does not express themselves very well, I can see how my feelings aren't noticed as clearly. I've been told many times that I am not very emotional. And I also admit that I haven't been very emotional in my life. I'm really trying to tap into that part of myself nowadays. And I think this podcast has been helping a ton. 4. We might look calm on the outside, but inside we might be falling apart. A to the men. I honestly have no idea people aren't constantly talking me down the ledge. I mean, don't get me wrong. In some situations, I'm a total mess on the outside. So I'm not saying I always look cool, calm, and collected and always a mess on the inside. Because sometimes I'm also calm on the inside. But I guess I'm more saying sometimes compared to the disaster that's on the inside, I'm pretty kept together. I don't want to come off sounding like a crazy person here, but I think kind of relating to the last topic and saying that I'm good at brushing things off, I think I'm good at being kind of nonchalant about tough situations. So I'm able to seem calm about difficult situations while on the inside, I'm probably freaking out. Number 5, we need to be alone, but we don't want to be lonely. So obviously, this is the title of the episode. This is everything. I need my alone time. I love my alone time. And this does not mean that I don't want to have a connection. I also need and love connection. I need and love to feel needed and loved. I don't want to be around you all the time, maybe, because I need to be alone. And I think this gets confusing for people because I need to be around people when I need connection, but I also need to shut everything off so I can love myself. I'm very enthusiastic and outgoing, which people kind of relate to being an extrovert. And to a certain degree, it's not completely false. I definitely have a lot of extroverted tendencies. But at the end of the day, the difference between introverts and extroverts is that introverts use up their battery when they're socializing and need to recharge while they're alone. On the other hand, extroverts feed off of being around other people and are more and more energized by being around others. I'm definitely the former. No matter how happy I may seem around people, I must have alone time. Number 6. We want to go out, but then we want to come right back home. Luckily for me, the desire to stay in usually wins. Well, okay, to be fair, I go out alone all the time, and I love it. And I love doing solo activities. I like going on runs, hikes, to the gym by myself. I love going out to explore by myself. I love going to the movies alone. I love going out to eat alone. And I guess every once in a while, I really crave going out with some friends. And honestly, once I'm out with friends, I feel fine staying out. Then again, there's usually alcohol involved, and I think that suppresses introvertedness quite a bit. So, that's that. 7, we're very observant, except for when we're completely oblivious. I'm going to go ahead and call this one being selectively observant. I can't necessarily pick and choose what I'm observant about and what I'm oblivious about, but it's one of those things that I've said, wow, for someone who pays so much attention to everything, I am super oblivious. And it's happened many a times, and my friends can attest to it. Number 8, we're very private, but sometimes we're just waiting for someone to ask. I remember one time a friend of mine said to me, Christine, I love you, and we've been friends a long time. You know everything about me, and I feel like I know nothing about you. Ooh, yeah, so that was probably about 7 or 8 years ago, and it stuck with me. I guess I've always had a hard time really opening up to people, and I do think that if someone asks, I'm an open book. Well, until I can't handle it anymore and I just shut down, because that also happens. Where's the line of my wanting to keep my life private and me just not knowing how to bring up personal things to talk about without being asked? Obviously, doing this podcast and therapy has opened me up a lot more to sharing, but I still struggle with it. 9, we don't have anything to say, except for when we have everything to say, but we just don't know how to say it. Okay, so this one might confuse you a little bit in relation to me because I talk a lot. But I think for me, the second part is a little more accurate, that I have everything to say, but I just don't know how to say it. Sometimes when I have 100 things I want to say, it seems only about 10 of them actually get put into words and come out, which I guess still is a lot, but I have so much in my head, you guys. But still, maybe that's where some of my extroverted tendencies come in. Finally, number 10. We truly care about people and enjoy their company, but we need plenty of time alone in solitude to rest and recharge. So this just rephrases what I said earlier with number 5. Please just know that if I don't get alone time to recharge, you probably just won't even want to be around me. I probably am not that pleasant of a person running on empty. So there you have it, the 10 confusing contradictions about introverts. Again, I really, really enjoyed this post. Go check her out at redefiningquiet.com. She has other posts that I think are really a good read if you are introverted or have some close friends that are introverts, which probably is everybody. So in summary, I definitely have a lot of extroverted tendencies. A lot of people in my life have called me an extrovert in the past, and I believe that myself for a really long time. And in a way, I think a lot of people are a mixture of the two, and it's just that one is probably more dominant than the other. And also, I think it really comes down to if you need to recharge from social hour or if you need social hour to energize. And also, sometimes I wonder if you can change from an extrovert to an introvert and vice versa. You know, from just things happening in your life and or your surroundings. Because I honestly wouldn't be surprised if I was an extrovert growing up and then at some point slowly just became more and more of an introvert. Or maybe I was always an introvert and I just slowly found myself. And it's interesting because I've always held jobs that made me seem like an extrovert because it's a lot about talking to strangers and being sociable with strangers. And I was always good at it. But I think, again, just kind of going back to, do you need to recharge or do you thrive off of it? And my answer is, I need to be alone. So tell me which end of the spectrum you think you fall on. Let me know on Facebook or Twitter at Choice Says Podcast, or email me at choicesespodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. Don't forget to send in your letters or voice memos for the Ask Choi segment. And have an amazing week. I will talk to you soon. Okay, thanks. Bye.